If you would now please join us in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Welcome to Prayer in the Air, 88.7 FM, a community service of Jefferson Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, part of our ongoing commitment to provide a caring environment for you and your loved ones. To learn more about Prayer in the Air, download a free copy of today's broadcast, or link to today's guest speakers, log on to prayerintheair.net. And now, back to our host.
Welcome back to Prayer in the Air. We have a respected author and psychologist, Dr. Katie McCorkle from balancedheart.org. Welcome to the show, Dr. Katie.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Our listeners have tuned in because they have recently lost a loved one. Many of them find it difficult to put their feelings into words. What do you say to them?
When you think of every thought that you hold, whether it be positive or negative, as a prayer for what you wish to see happen in your life, don't you really want to let go of the negative ones and hold on to the positive ones? When you think of your loved one who has passed, do you recall the happy times and the love you shared and how blessed you felt to have them in your life? Or do you feel a sense of loss and separation and missing them terribly? I remember when my own dad died that I felt like an orphaned child, and it surprised me because I hadn't imagined that would be the case. And yet, when we got together to plan the memorial service for him, his presence was so palpable, I could feel it. And then when I went looking for his Bible to read the psalm that I was going to read at the memorial service afterwards, I also found in there his handwritten notes from about 20 years earlier of the liturgy that he would hope for at his memorial service. To my astonishment, I found that it was everything that we had chosen independently without even knowing that this document existed. When I showed this to my sister, she said, "Well, so much for free will. I guess we know who was in charge of that meeting." We both laughed. It felt like a very connected moment. I remember my dad's last supper, the one just before we learned that he had died. As we ate, we told stories about Dad and kind of relished the quirks of his life. Our laughter lightened the mood and filled us all with such a present connection to each other as well as to him. Dad must have sensed that, because during dessert, we received a call from the hospital that he had died, and I'm sure he preferred to be at the table with us. Our stories were so filled with his spirit that it was hard to believe he wasn't there. The moment that you think, "Why did you leave me?" the anguish of loss and separation appear. The moment you send thoughts of love and acceptance, peace is what you receive in return. Before my Aunt Polly died, she didn't believe in life after death. All she thought was ashes to ashes and dust to dust. That was all she could see, even though I told her that she would be able to communicate with me after her death, if she really wanted to do that. I told her that all she had to do was think of what she wanted to say, and I would know what she wanted to tell me. She wouldn't allow us to have a funeral or memorial service for her, nothing at all religious. When I protested, she agreed that it might be all right to invite a few friends over for great food, good wine, and music. Aunt Polly surrounded herself with music, art, nature, all the stuff of spirit and God's great creation. Oh, she and I had some great conversations because she knew that I believed in eternal life. Once we have allowed a person or an animal into our heart, they're with us forever. I came to call that intimate gathering Aunt Polly's resurrection party. Of course, she would have hated me saying that. So imagine my surprise when she spoke to me that day. I awoke with an indescribable feeling of joy that I've only felt one other time in my entire life. And I heard her say to me over and over again, "Yes, everything you told me and so much more. Just wait until you see. You won't believe." The connection she thought would be lost at her death was restored with simply a thought, every thought a prayer. Our thoughts are how we feed ourselves through our mind and our heart. Are you feeding yourself healthy, loving, uplifting thoughts or junk thoughts? The ones that drain your spirit and your energy. Whatever thoughts you give to yourself are also the ones you give to others. It's not the events in your life that cause you joy or stress, but rather the meaning that you give to those events. Are you burdening yourself and others with junk thoughts? Or are you supporting yourself and everyone you touch with the abundance of your love? That's how you keep your loved ones close, whether they are now in this world or in the next one. Every thought really is a prayer. Which ones are you holding on to, and which are you allowing to pass by?
In the Air, 88.7 FM, a community service of Jefferson Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, part of our ongoing commitment to provide a caring environment for you and your loved ones.
I understand that 92% of the people Jefferson buried in 2008 owned their graves 20 to 30 years before they were actually needed.
Oh, that's correct. Pre-need has been going on in the cemetery industry since the 1930s, and you can see that people don't want to leave these things until they're 70 or 80 or leave them to their families. So only 8% of the people we buried last year had to come and purchase graves at the time of a death.
Making arrangements ahead of time is an incredible gift to a family. Not only does it relieve them of having to make decisions at a time when they're feeling extremely upset, but it also prevents a lot of potential family conflict.
One of the nicest gifts we can leave for our loved ones after we're gone is for them not to have to make our funeral arrangements. Stop in today while you're here and ask us to explain all the many benefits of ordering your arrangements pre-need. We have an excellent pre-need package with affordable financing options. Lock in today's pricing, not tomorrow's worry. Leave nothing for your family to deal with in their time of sorrow. When you stop in, also ask how you can post a touching memorial tribute to your loved one right here on this program. Lift their name and memory up in prayer 24 hours a day, right here where it can mean the most. Ask for a memorial tribute only at participating Prayer in the Air locations or log on to prayerintheair.net.